MSNBC's Malcolm Nance, Trump incitement will beget terrorist, paramilitary insurgency. By Joshua Klein on March 8, 2021. Appearing on the Dino Baydallas show on Friday, left-wing MSNBC intelligence analyst Malcolm Nance warned listeners former President Donald Trump will incite a political insurgency that will lead to a terrorist and paramilitary insurgency executed by his followers. Addressing the greatest time of risk to our nation from the former president, Nance stated that when it comes to Trump and his supporters, comes more when Trump starts to open his mouth. Claiming that as long as Trump's supporters donate to his super PAC, the former president doesn't give two flying flips as to how his supporters view what he says, Nance stated. Nance further claims the only way Trump is going to weaponize his real political base is through wild incitement, which will inevitably lead to violence. He is going to incite a political insurgency, and it will lead to a terrorist and paramilitary insurgency, he said. We are going to wake up someday and some group is going to carry out the plan in Michigan to take over a state house or kill a governor or assassinate congressmen. Appearing on MSNBC's American Voices with Alicia Menendez on Saturday evening, Nance expanded on his remarks. Referring to the 2017 Charlottesville protests as the coming out party, Nance claimed various groups of Trump supporters banded together in the summer of 2020 and congealed into sort of an unofficial paramilitary of the Trump campaign, later launching themselves on January 6 as an unofficial branch of the Trump campaign designed to put him in power as a dictator. Nance has a long and controversial history of promoting falsehoods. Nance was one of the chief proponents of Russia-related conspiracies on MSNBC during the Trump administration, having long claimed former President Trump was an asset of the Russian government and even suggesting Trump was compromised by Russia as early as 1977. In 2017, Nance called on the ISIS Islamic terror group to carry out a suicide bombing at Istanbul's Trump Tower. He also criticized Trump supporting veterans, stating they are not honorable. Last month, Nance was quoted as saying the Republican Party behaves like a terror group and if Trump were to have won the recent presidential election, then the Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, the state militias, all these other groups, are essentially going to become semi-official brown shirts, the original paramilitary of Germany's Nazi Party, of the Trump campaign. Nance also predicted if Trump would lose, these same groups are going to become the Iraq insurgents. They're going to go underground and will resort to armed violence, political standoffs, and terrorism. Despite a history of promoting lies and conspiracy theories, last month Nance was tapped by House Democrats to testify at a domestic terrorism hearing where he repeatedly discussed dangers of far-right conspiracy theories before the House Judiciary Committee. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.